Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And it's time now for Beth Healing with Beth. Well, it's Beth and Friends, and actually it's just Friends today because Beth is away. So I think what we'll do, we'll bring Pooja on. You can get the ball rolling by introducing the show yourself and your other friend for today. Welcome back.
Hi. Hi, Nicole.
Hello. Yep, let's get you to reintroduce yourself, the show, and your friend and what the topic is for today.
Yeah, sure. Hi, I am Pooja Shah, Master Practitioner at Best Healing Solutions. Best Healing Solutions is a system which is being developed by Beth Daniel Jones, and it is a system where we use muscle testing to find out the energetic blockages in the body and find out why someone is suffering from symptom, pain, etc. Today, I have the privilege to be on the News for the Soul radio with our lovely Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Pooja. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Would you like to introduce yourself, Kathleen?
Yeah, sure. And it's great to be on the call here with you, Pooja and Nicole. So, yeah, I'm Kathleen Taplin and also a match practitioner with Best Healing Solutions. And I'm here in the United States in the central part of the country. And I am just excited to be here, and I think Pooja and I have some good topics that we can maybe discuss and give some good information to people, hopefully.
Yeah, sure. Kathleen, what topics would we like to discuss? Anxiety, depression, some non-physical fields? Something about the autoimmune, because it goes together hand in hand. You got microbiome.
Yeah, right. It kind of does all go together, doesn't it?
It's an interplay. You know,
right. And I guess the body kind of works that way, doesn't it? But I guess I was kind of interested in these topics, specifically like in this work, you know, we kind of refer to this as more of a non-physical field, meaning not something like a bacteria, viral, things like that. So that can be kind of confusing for some people. But yeah. So the reason I guess I'm kind of passionate about this is I'm also a school teacher, and I'm elementary school. I've taught first through fifth grade, and this is my 18th year, and I'm seeing a really big increase in just stress, anxiety, and unfortunately depression, even in the younger kiddos. So
cool,
I guess that's kind of why I thought it would be something good to discuss. So yeah, and also.
Yeah.
I have a child who's suffered from it, so I just know that this work has really benefited our family, so I thought it might be something good others would like to know about.
Like, before we start, I would like to share a little bit about, you know, Best Healing Solutions and how we help our clients, really. So for an overview, like, you know, the healing that we do, just like the name suggests, like, we are the healing solutions for any issue that you or your family members might be going through. And how we look at something for issues like, you know, job, chronic conditions, relationship issues, chronic illness, chronic allergies, like non-physical stuff, spiritual, emotional conditions, you know, that they have. What our work does is, like, you know, we all have the healing information within us. We are born with the healing blueprint. The only thing that is not working when we have certain issues or condition is that we are not able to access that healing blueprint. And our job as a practitioner is to find out what is blocking the body in, you know, accessing that healing information. There could be many things that could be blocking the healing information, the blueprint that we are born with, that there could be toxins, like we always say, we categorize them into the four, like all the inhalants, ingestants, contactants, injectants. There could be pathogens, like we like to refer them, like the bacteria, virus, fungus, mold, candida, parasites. And when we say all of these, like say virus, we are referring to the energetic frequency. Right. We also look at the non-physical, meaning emotional, the emotions that get either frozen or, you know, something like anger, unforgiveness, stuff like that. We also look at the beliefs about ourselves, about the world, about others. We also look into the intentions, the traumas, you know, the spiritual attachments when we talk about the non-physical. So these are the sort of stuff that we look into when we are looking for blocks. Right, Kathleen?
Yeah, that's an awesome description. It's just so encompassing. The body is just so complex. And, you know, a lot of times I think people just think, oh, it's just something physical. You know, I have a physical symptom,
yeah.
So it's just caused
yeah.
by the physical. But I am astounded by how many times, in myself and clients as well, that actually
yeah.
is not a lot of times what we call, like, the priority. So when we are addressing an issue, we will ask the body, you know, what is the priority? Is it something on a
right.
physical level or non-physical? And I think that is that's just something that's kind of hard for some people, I think, to wrap their heads around, is that it can be something that's not, you know, just something like physical, causing the physical symptoms. So I think that's a great
yeah.
explanation, Pooja.
Yeah, yeah. I think when I started healing for myself, when I was going through anxiety, depression, and insomnia, like everyone, I had tried everything under the sky, and I was so done. I was like, I'm not going to try anything else, and I don't think anything else is going to help me. And I listen like the same from my clients today. Like, you know, before they start working, they are like, they love our work and they love what we do. And they are so amazed when we say what we do, but they are like, I don't think anything could help me anymore. So this is the point where I want to say that, you know, it takes a faith, of course, but it also takes a lot of, you know, the things that we don't know. Like, we would have felt, okay, only physical stuff, something is wrong with me, either mentally or, you know, physically, emotionally, but we don't look into the non-physical stuff. I could have never, ever in my wildest dreams could have thought that, oh, the unforgiveness that I was holding towards certain people in my life was actually causing my symptoms to, you know, be full blown. I would have never thought that. But oh my word, I think when I did the unforgiveness, I think that's the point when I witnessed major shift in my healing. So yeah, the non-physical piece is huge.
Yeah, it's astounding. And, you know, I'll even be working with clients, and sometimes the things that will come up during our muscle testing, you know, I'm thinking as I'm testing and before I even say it, I'm like, you know, I'll say, does this resonate with you? And, you know, sometimes initially when you start you doing this work, like you said, Pooja, when you've tried everything else, right, and you kind of
yeah,
are like,
yeah.
I'm desperate, there's nothing that's going to help me, you know, initially I would be, you know, on the call with practitioner and they would find something and I would be like, and they ask a question, well, you know, this is like, for instance, something happened at age 22. Does anything like come to mind? And I would be like, no, no, no. It seemed like I almost had shut off my intuitive self at that point. But then
mm-hmm.
as I progressed through this work and like I would, you know, the more treatments I got, it just got to be like, oh yeah, that's this. And they would test it. And sure enough. So I think it's just a matter of really getting in tune or in touch with their whole self. Right. And then intuitive
yeah.
self as well. And then
yeah.
that stuff can be brought to the light. And sometimes it's even, I found, you know, on a subconscious level. So it's not something that,
true.
You know, even for myself, you know, something might be tested and I'm like, well, it doesn't really ring true to me. But then on a subconscious level, you know, I think,
yeah.
I think that what is it? 99% of what we do is on a subconscious level. So
yeah.
that's a big, it's
yeah.
certainly a big
yeah.
part, a big part of us too.
Yeah, yeah. As such, 95% of our life is operated by subconscious. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like 99% of the beliefs are subconscious. And again, where do these beliefs come from? Like if we have been through trauma or the clients have been through trauma in their life, and that trauma could be physical in nature, like accidents and stuff, or it could be emotional, like a heartache or, you know, something on the emotional side. So it could also be on the side of toxicity. So toxicity-based traumas, like you are overexposed to certain chemicals in the environment, or you could be like be faced with the toxicity of heavy metals, chemicals, parasite infections. So no matter what, so all of this, the beliefs come out of that trauma. You know, it's not safe for me to live. I want to die. I don't know. So beliefs like this comes out of a trauma. So we need to find what is the trauma, you know, who all was involved within the trauma, what are the emotions that go with it, what are the beliefs, what are the intentions. The intentions mostly that we find are, I will never let this happen again. So, you know.
Sure, yeah. I think you brought up something that's just huge in this work, and that is trauma. And I think it's something that's found so often, and like you said, it's, you know, some people just think of trauma, like you said, as like, oh, it's something, you know, that happened to me on a physical level, like you said, an accident. But, you know, it's also those non-physical, like, things that we talked about, like you said, and they form those belief systems. And a lot of times those belief systems are false belief systems or lies that we believe about ourselves. Well, and why is that? Well, because of our past trauma and things like that. So, yeah, trauma is also something that I think really you know, once it gets stored in the body, and I think the body tries to do the best it can to release what it can. But, and I think that's what's so amazing about this work too, Pooja, is that we can find where these traumas are physically stored in the body. And then the thing that really impressed me about this work, Best Healing Solutions, because I did other modalities before this and training and got trained in them. But the thing I really like about Best Healing Solutions is the fact that we can go actually right to the cellular level, like identify where are these traumas being stored, and we can release them from the body. And that's, and just letting the body rebalance itself, I think, is just such a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The thing that I liked the most was, you know, we don't just look at the physical, we also look at the non-physical, the emotional, the spiritual consciousness side of the stuff. So this is so comprehensive in nature, and that is what I liked. You know, it's like if you are going to a grocery store, you would like to buy everything, you know, in the same grocery. So healing is the same. You want everything under the same roof. When I worked with my practitioner, Carolee Johnson, you know, she knew everything. And then, I mean, the modality incorporates everything that we need to know in order to, you know, get to where we want to, which is to be healed. So I think that was huge for me. And when I realized that, I was like, nobody else is offering this. And I was for sure like, this is what is going to help me. So yeah, that is what attracted me, the comprehensiveness of this modality.
Right. I agree. And, you know, the first, I remember, I also worked with Dr. Carolee, and at first I remember thinking I was having a hard time really following along. I had not done this specific modality before, but like, for instance, just for myself, I think I'll just share out that one of the things I really struggled with was chronic migraines. And I just, it was debilitating. And as a teacher, I would, you know, I would be off work for a month for a day or two a month. And so when she started, when you're trying to, you know, have a career and have some stability in the classroom, that doesn't work so well. And I can, you know, just share with you and everyone listening here. But for me, it was, you know, it was a mix. It was a mix of, like you said, some toxins. It was also some of that non-physical things though. Like for instance, I am kind of a type A person and I go too much sometimes, and I don't know when to rest my body. And so for instance, Dr. Carolee found that, when I don't rest my body will just give me a migraine because my body knows that I have to stop. So again, I wouldn't, like you said, I would never have guessed, put those two together. But, you know, it does really all make sense once you identify all the missing parts and put them all together.
Yeah, absolutely. What you brought up is so true. Like we always talk, and then this is what we do in our sessions with our clients, right? So when you have symptoms, they are the messenger. They are trying to tell you something. It is not a punishment. it is a message. Like for in your case, you had migraines. In my case, I was suffering from depression, anxiety, insomnia, right? So that was a message. So what is the message that I need to decode in order for the symptoms to heal itself? Until the message lands, the body will keep sending the message. It's like a messenger.
You know? So, yes, it really will. Until you hear, right? Until you take some action. And, you know, I was just doing a local presentation here in my little area here where I live in the Midwest and talking to a lady that I grew up with, and her son had some massive trauma. He was in the military, and this was years ago. And, you know, we just talked about how, you know, again, physical trauma, all kinds of trauma, you know, it can be stored in the body. And, you know, it's super unfortunate, but I just saw here this past week that now he's been diagnosed with cancer, and he's not that old of a gentleman. And I just thought, you know, if people just knew that this work was there and that they could get relief, like you said, like you get desperate, like to the point where you like, there's nothing that's going to help me. But I just, like you were saying, it's just amazing that, but this work works. Like my husband will say, just try it. If people just try it once, they would understand.
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to say that even though, you know, I was thinking that, you know, I'm tired, I don't think anything will help me, but I think there is this element where you have to keep going. And, you know, even if sometimes if you don't have faith, you take the steps that is in front of you right now. You take that option, because for me, this was the only option I had. So it doesn't matter whether I want it or not. But if you want to get better, this is the option that I had. So this is what is going on in my head when I was starting my healing journey. Like, okay, you have no other option. This is the only thing that's going to help you. So just take it and then leave the rest up to the divine. So this is what it looked like. But then the moment I started my sessions, I knew this is what is going to help. And then, you know, I stuck with it. And yeah, I think the results speak for itself today. But no, that's true. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think, with your past, you know, like you said, the past experiences you had, I think that just helps us all, like just helped us understand and be better healers too. You know, it's like you get to a desperate point and, you know, and then it's amazing how, you know, timing is just the way it's supposed to be sometimes. Right. And sometimes it's like you're at the point of giving up and then you find like, wow, there is something here and there is hope. And I will say, just like you, Pooja, like after I had my first session, I was like, okay, finally, you know, and I will say I didn't really try a lot.
212, are you calling in for healing?
Okay.
Pardon me?
Someone calling for healing?
I'm sorry. I was supposed to be in the screening room. Apparently you could hear me. Sorry, guys. I'll just let you know you have a caller holding when you're ready.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Now or?
We can take them.
Whatever you think, Pooja. Whatever you think, Pooja.
Yeah, we can take them now while they are there.
Okay. No time like the present. 212, surprise, you're on the air. I don't know what's going on with the screening room today. That was weird. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Hello? Area code 212. Are you there? Okay. I guess things are weird, so I would just carry on with conversation. I'll pass the floor back to you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll take them if we are able to connect with them. Like we were saying, Kathleen, like I think right now, I more than ever, what I do want right now is like for people to have hope, for people to know that there is something that they can do if they are suffering from any sort of chronic illness, pain, symptoms. And even if we think that there is nothing that could help, for sure this is something that could help. So I think the main thing is like people need to be empowered. That this is one of my mission and vision. Like, they should be empowered enough. They should know what to do when they need help in terms of their health and healing and wellness.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Pooja. And I would just like to say a shout out to, you, first of all, for hosting the call today. Thank you. But also to the founder of Best Healing Solutions, Beth Daniel Jones. You know, something that I really attracted me, and I think we both talked about this before when we went through training together, is that Beth really, she wants to empower clients. So just something that the company does is they actually offer a free muscle testing class each month. And, you know, I know when she works with clients, like, she will, you know, she will tell them, well, this is
educate.
What you can do on your own. Yeah, that's exactly right. To educate so that it's not like, oh, you know, if something happens and it's just an emergency, well, just if this happens, try this. So I will say that's super, super, super is awesome. I just love the fact that she wants people to, help themselves, you know, as well. So that's really something really cool that about this company as well that I really admire.
It is her intention why we are here today, and I align with that intention so much. I think probably that's why I'm on the team and I got, you know, attracted by doing the work that we are doing right now. I am a huge believer, like, there is no such thing as, you know, end of it. So there is always light. There is always, always light. I always say something which is something like this. It goes like this. So there is always the light at the tunnel, light at the end of the tunnel. And if there is no light at the end of the tunnel, sometimes you don't wait. You become the light yourself. So this is what you do when you learn muscle testing yourself. And, you know, speaking of emergencies in terms of health, I think the work that we do, it is so much possible that there could be certain things that could be detected early, and, you know, you don't have to wait for the emergency. So there is no such thing as an emergency. The emergency is to not allow the emergencies to pop. I do understand that the emergency, if it has already popped up, we have to deal with it. And this work is excellent in dealing with emergencies as well, but it could be prevented.
Yeah, I think that's huge too. And it's something that I know we've kind of talked about amongst the practitioners is, you know, you don't have to just call, like you said, if I'm having a chronic condition, but just to even check like your overall health. And like, you know, Beth had told us, you know, that we can even just ask like, what is my most challenged organ, gland, or tissue? And then you work on that. And, you know, whether it be, you know, parasite cleanse or, you know, colon cleanse, whatever it might be, just to be your best, highest, and healthiest self.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think this is what we are, like we were about to talk, isn't it? And you were going to say something around depression, and it goes hand in hand. So I think even that could be, you know, depression. So that is a symptom, like what is causing it, you know? So would you like to talk more about like what have you seen in the school kids that you work with, or you have seen them? Like what is it that you have noticed?
Yeah, so I would say, anxiety, honestly, probably a little bit more than depression. So I do have the littler kiddos, but, you know, this is, like I said, my 18th year in education. And I will say that, you know, very, very seldom did we have an issue where I would have a student, what we call like identified or flagged, like call it flagged, you know, as in like, hey, heads up, this student, you know, suffers from, you know, anxiety, but it's so much more common now. And, you know, you ask yourself, well, why is that? And, you know, there's lots of theories, of course. But again, the thing that we can do here, like you're saying with Best Healing Solutions, is we can actually find out what is that. And, you know, like thinking about anxiety, well, that's usually probably some sort of a physical, you know, a physical issue as well as a non-physical, like it's some sort of toxin probably. And even I see panic attacks in my little, you know, 9-year-old student. It's hard, you know, and I will even ask them sometimes, you know, do you, like, if I feel like that's what they're experiencing, I said, do you know, have you ever heard of a panic attack? And I'd be, yeah, I get them. And, you know, so we breathe through that,
yeah,
try to calm down. But so, yeah, it's something it's kind of concerning to me. And as far as the depression too, a lot of that, like you were saying, Pooja, does, you know, relate back to trauma too. Even unfortunately with these little kiddos, they, you know, some of them also suffer from that trauma. So that's, it's hard to see. It's hard in the heart for a teacher and like a mom like you are as well. Just to know that there's, you know, that we can, again, what is
there
driving
is
that?
Yeah.
What is, like you're saying, that is a symptom of what, but what is the cause? So that's just what is amazing. And, you know, I spoke with someone at a health fair here recently, and they were just saying that, you know, I've tried, like you said, I've tried everything. I can't get answers. And it's like, I'm just told I have to live with this. And that's tough, you know.
Yeah.
And it was someone with chronic pain. And even like you were saying, even if, like, just get me some relief, you know, when you're living with that chronic pain. So, like you said, hope, there's always hope, and
yeah,
getting to the root cause of the issue, which is what, like you said, what we try and do. So yeah, I guess that's what I'm seeing, with anxiety and, you know, stress. Like, you
yeah.
know, I have nine-year-olds who are stressed out, and it's like, wow, this, you know, I think about when I was nine and all I had to worry about is, you know, get on the bus in time and, you know, getting my lunch and, you know, playing. But it's kind of a hard thing to see. But again, there's hope.
Yeah, there is, absolutely. I wonder what their parents might be going through, you know, knowing that kids have such and such issues, like, at such a young age. So I think that is the most difficult part. And I think for parents like them who have kids who are suffering, I think we are big hope for them. And in terms of, like, what's blocking, like, you know, if we talk about what is it that could be contributing to this depression or this panic attacks in kids such young age, I think the main thing is the environmental toxins, the endocrine mm-hmm. disruptors, and maybe a non-physical field, you know, who knows, like anger issues. This is what I have seen when I have worked with teenagers, like, you know, they have so much anger holding in their liver, on their skin, that they get psoriasis, you know, depression they might not be even aware of. So this is the problem with depression. Like, most of the time, they don't even know they might be going through one, and it might feel like just another bad day, but who knows what's going on, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even just thinking about, like, back to a couple students who have, like, had those panic attacks, you know, you think about, like, what, like you said, what's the trigger? What's going on here? And
yeah,
again, that's bringing up this, like, what is this, an old trauma that something just happened and brought you, you know, back to that time when that trauma occurred? So, again, I actually just worked with a client yesterday, and it was around an issue with cravings. And we went into that, what we call the field, or what are we working on that day? And it was like from 6 years ago, and it happened to be when her husband had a very serious health issue, and that really kind of changed how she wanted, you know, dealt with it. And, you know, a lot of times with, for instance, like foods and cravings, it's like we just don't want to, or any other addiction really, you don't want to maybe sit with the pain or sit with the feelings, so you turn to something else to numb that. So
mm-hmm.
Once we started testing through that, we found a lot of emotions stored there, fear from, you know, when her husband
yeah.
was so ill. So yeah, it's just amazing what the body knows. The body knows it all.
Yeah.
The unconscious knows it all.
Yeah, absolutely. I think another major thing is, you know, as parents, we try to do the best for our kids, but sometimes our own lives are so stressful. It's so fast-paced. And then if something goes wrong at a family level, then parents are like overburdened with the uncertainties and the traumas they have to deal with. And it's different for everyone, but like no matter what they are dealing with, they are under the same pressure. And then kids, they just observe all of this and they feel so bad for their family members, their parents, and then they are trying to save their parents and they are like, oh, what can I do to save my mom? What can I do to, you know, make my dad happy? And then I think this is also a huge piece of why we are seeing so much, you know, like certain conditions at a young age. Because as kids, we think that, you know, we are so powerful and we have a superpower to help our parents and, you know, be there for them and make their pain go away somehow magically. But then we end up taking up it on our own health as kids. So I think this is also a huge piece. And it's stressful. It is fast paced. At the same time, you know, the food itself might be triggering certain things. There could be environmental toxins and then the interplay of the non-physical stuff. So it is not just one thing. It's really a gamut. Everything is playing all at once. And of course, the pressures are there. For parents, the pressure about the work. For kids, the pressure about the studies, getting good grades, you know, getting into good college, getting good jobs. So I think it is all, it's all playing a role.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right there, Pooja. And I do see that too. And isn't it amazing, like you said, I love that when you said kids think they have superpowers, because I think that's so true.
Yeah.
I see that in the classroom too, you know, and they think like, okay, I can make it better, or it's somehow, you know, what I found a lot too, Pooja, is like, it's my fault. You know, the kids take on like, this is like, it's my fault when, well, for instance, my daughter, when her grandmother passed away and she was four, we've now since muscle tested, but she thought she should save her, you know, and of course now she's 17 and she realizes that that's not possible. Right. But like as a 4-year-old in your 4-year-old brain, you know, that's what kind of sticks with you. So, I will also like say, I agree like with, I know when I've been working with folks with like anxiety, depression too, like, yes, like you said, it's, there's such a wide range of what you'll find, but food toxins too, like you said, and environmental, that's such a huge player for a lot of people as well. So again, the fact that we can test all that out and again, find whatever the priority is and what is the thing that we should work on first and is just really beneficial for the body. And because the body will tell us, we just have to ask.
Yeah, I think that is what we mean when we say like muscle testing. It is a means of communicating with the body, finding out what it is that it's going through, what it is that it needs from us, and what it is that it doesn't like that we need to clear. And then like I always call like identify and eliminate. So whatever it is, either food toxins or other environmental toxins or other chemicals or, you know, in case of emotions and stuff, we need to identify and then clear them. So I think that is hugely helpful.
Yeah, right. And I just like to always say, like, your body wants to rebalance. Your body wants to be in a state of health and healing and balance. And by, like you said, by eliminating this huge, can be a huge load, whatever toxin it might be, whether it be physical, non-physical, that can allow the body to do that, which is what it wants to do. And then we can live like our truest, highest self, which is, I think, what we all want to do in this lifetime.
Yeah. I would also like to add, like, our body is so amazing because, you know, it handles and it clears and it manages more stuff than we could ever imagine. We don't know how magical, you know, our bodies are made, like, you know, the blueprint that we are made of, like, it is made to heal itself. It is made to fix itself. Like, it's a self-repair. It's a self-repair thing. So even without realizing, we must be repairing so many things, you know, but then when we actually have symptoms, that is body's way of telling that this could no longer be, you know, managed just by myself and I need your help. And in order to find out what direction we need to go down to help ourselves, this is where we use muscle testing.
Yeah, absolutely. And muscle testing is such a, you know, when I first started getting into this work and trying to educate people, and actually, again, this health fair I went to a few weeks ago, I would ask people, yeah. I would say, you know, have you ever heard of muscle testing? And honestly, Pooja, most of the people had not. And so yeah. I would just try to encourage them. I'm like, you know, it's something that you can learn yourself. It's not hard. And something that I really yeah. like to do, again, like trying to educate people, is less muscle test. And then I go to the grocery store, and with the cost of groceries now and just increasing, it seems yeah. you can muscle test for like the freshness of your food, or I call it the life force of the food. So
yeah.
and supplements, vitamins, so many things that people can, you know, I know I have a whole cabinet of vitamins downstairs, you know, before yeah. I started muscle testing, but it's like, you know, you can, not, I mean, yes, it's for your health too, but yet also you can save money, right? What's the best,
yeah.
the best thing for my body, and test that out.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, that's something that is just easy. I mean, I shouldn't say super easy. For me, I think I just had to make up my mind, Pooja, that I remember actually I was at the moment I just said, I've done this work now for a while, or I would call in and have practitioners work on me. And I just said, you know, Kathleen, you can do this. You can learn how to muscle test. And I think I just had to decide yeah. I was going to do it. And then I started muscle testing, and I remember telling my husband, he said, well, this is huge. And now he muscle tests as well. So, and my daughter as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's something that, yeah.
Oh,
that,
yeah. It's a skill for life.
Yeah.
It's a skill for life. Yeah. Yeah. It is so amazing, you know, isn't what you said, Kathleen, like you can actually muscle this, you know, and sometimes when we do that in the grocery store, someone's watching you and they're like, oh my God, what are you doing? It is so funny. I try to like kind of do it in a way that no one's watching you. So yeah, it's funny, but it's so interesting.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of do and of course, we could have a whole discussion on muscle testing, but there's so many different forms of muscle testing. So I just do a one-handed, so people usually don't see, but it is funny. You get sometimes you get some weird looks.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Like as we are talking of this, you know, so there are so many environmental toxins and certain things that could, you know, pull the trigger for certain panic attacks, anxiety, depression, what we call like autoimmune diseases. So what autoimmune disease is basically like we have immune system and it is built so that it will kill the pathogens that we are exposed to. It's like the army of the body. But when the immune system attacks its own parts or the healthy tissue of the body, this is where autoimmune problems start occurring. It could be anything, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic fatigue, you know, you name it, diabetes, etc., everything that we hear these days. So basically,
yeah.
your body is just attacking itself. This is like based on which part it attacks, we give it different names, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I think that's... Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Yeah, I think that I'm glad you brought that up and that you wanted to talk about it, because it's something that is so chronic. And, you know, I was just looking at some statistics and like 70... Mm-hmm. I knew the majority of people had autoimmune disease were women, but it's actually 78%. And
oh, wow.
yeah, like you said,
that's
I think there's something like over, yeah, there's like over 100 known at this point right now, autoimmune diseases. And of course, like some of the common lupus and, you know, arthritis, Crohn's disease, you know, ulcerative colitis.
Yeah.
And, but like you said, there's so many different symptoms, you know, I'm tired, I have headaches, I'm dizzy, you know, I have rashes, like you were talking about earlier, even like depression and,
yeah.
you know, severe pain. So yeah, it's definitely something that's affecting people. And I think it's just, I don't know if it's just we talk about it more or it's more of an issue, like you said, with society in general and our stress level, and we're just the go, go, go and be productive. And, you know, I don't know. It's, but it is concerning because I think a lot of people are really suffering.
Yeah. As we said, like it's a gamut. So it's not just one thing. It's like everything, what we are eating, whether we are exercising enough, whether we have adequate, you know, restorative sleep. everything that we are eating, like the foods that we eat, do they love us back? Like, you know, this is what we are good at, muscle testing, finding out which foods are good for you, making sure like they are not, you know, causing an inflammation on the body and it is not loading the system, which is already being overloaded with stress and environmental toxins. And at some stage, you know, when the immune system is off, it starts attacking its own parts, the healthy tissues. And if we overload the body with the same toxins over and over again, I think the body, the immune system will lose track of it and it gets overwhelmed and then it doesn't know who to attack and who not to attack. So it will just start attacking everything and every part of the body. And based on whatever it is attacking, you know, like say, for example, if it attacks the bone, you get rheumatoid arthritis. If it is attacking the cell surface receptors where you digest your wheat, you get gluten intolerance, so on and so forth. So based on whatever it is attacking, you get a disease. So I think,
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, something also I was thinking about that might be of interest is, you know, we can also test things, autoimmune disease being one of them, because yes, sometimes they do run in families, but we can also muscle test that. Is this something that is actually inherited? And that's just not something like a disease related, but really like anything that we do. And that's one of the questions that we ask too. Because a lot of times some people say, well, my mom had it and my grandma had it. And so I'm going to get it. You know, I heard someone say that, you know, it's just destined. Because she's like, well, my mom had breast cancer, my sister has it and my grandma had it. So I know I'm going to get it, you know, type of thing. So
it's very
good. We can test, we can test for those things as well. So there definitely is sometimes that genetic component.
Yeah. I think this is what we do in our session. So we want to find out whether the immune system is attacking itself, yes or no. There could be something that put the immune system off and it started attacking its own self. And then what is it in the life today that we are doing that is, you know, maintaining that autoimmunity being off? So we test it that way, like what started and what is it in life today that is kind of, you know, keeping it going. So this is where the Best Healing Solutions work and sessions are for, where we find out what's going on and why.
Yeah, I think that, like you said, that's the key, like, you know, because people are like, you know, why? Yeah. Why is it happening? So, to get to that root cause, you know, how did I get here? And how do I get relief and get out of this place?
For example, like someone in the family might get a divorce, which would kind of, you know, put their immunity off. Or they could have a parasite infection that could put the immune system off, and then the immune system starts attacking its own self. And then, you know, the ongoing stress that they have in their life could be the factor that is contributing to keep the immunity to attack its own self. So this is like an example of what we just said.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like it's almost like in layers sometimes, you know, like you're saying, explaining like, okay, well, this happened first and this and this, and it just kind of compounds and just keeps going until, like you said, now we have possibly a chronic condition that we're dealing with.
Yeah. I think most of the time, or most listeners might have questions like, if we have this, then what do we do and how do we heal this? I think to answer that question, what I would like to say is, first off, you know, when people have some issues, they go to doctors, they do the labs, and then the labs report might come back normal. But they go home, they eat something or something happens in their life, and then they have all the symptoms, like they just, you know, like flare up and they are all full blown. The point is that when something is happening and it doesn't get detected in the labs, that means that, you know, it has not gone to the level, like the glandular level, where you can detect them in the test. But something is happening at a cellular level. We call it subclinical. It is not, you know, at a stage where we could detect in physical tests. But what we do is energetic scans, and then we can find out, you know, okay, immune system on a scale of 1 to 10, where is a person standing? Where 10 is, you know, not good, and 1 or 2 like you can scale the immune system the way you want. I do it like if it's 10, it's not good, and it's less than 3, it's healthy. So you could do other way around as well. Like less than 3 is very healthy or 10 is no good. So we can scale the immune system on, we can scale different organs. We can scale like how good is the immune system in terms of the two arms of the immune system, the innate and the adaptive. So there are lots of different things that we do. And we also find out like what is causing this immune system, what is blocking the immune system to do its job. And I think this is where this is the work that comes in. And I think there are no tests that could ever tell, like something is going on at a cellular level. You know, when we go to the traditional medicine.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it makes it tough. You know, and I don't think either of us are here saying we don't need the traditional medicine, because we definitely do. But yeah, there are times when,
yeah,
like you said, it's you're not getting. You know, you'll get your report back, like you said, and, oh, you're fine. Well, you're not feeling fine. So I do really like how you explained that scaling. I do mine a little like the opposite, but you know, yeah. Like how am I functioning here? You know, what is going on? And then what can we do to adjust and make it better? And then you get the clearing. And I think with Beth and I last time we talked about, through Best Healing Solutions also, we, you know, it's all based on like what we do, like clearing is on acupuncture points that the body knows. And then also the fact that you get a healing code at the end of your session that you can actually, again, empowerment to the client. So you can read that code, and it's like processes it through, like your body's a computer, right? And it notices those points as you read them through, and it just furthers your healing. So I think that's also a huge part of like why I was like attracted to Best Healing Solutions as well. It's like, okay, I have something to take away after I'm talking to my practitioner that I can help myself.
Yeah. And then when you read the code, you feel as if you have done the whole treatment again for yourself, so which was very empowering too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you can feel the difference, you know? you know it's like it's making a difference. My body's definitely adjusting and feeling better.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Another interesting thing is like if we work with two similar symptoms with two different people, traumas or their history with diet and stuff would be totally different. So what we find is that, you know, the scans are totally different. The sessions that we run with them are not alike. That's what I'm trying to say. Because everyone's different, their trauma history is different. So no two sessions are same. Like we might be working with the same issue in two different people with autoimmune conditions, then, you know, we don't know what we might come up with, because it is based on the body and the requirements of the body. And when we muscle test, we find out the priority. For one person, it could be physical. For another, it could be non-physical. So no two scans are same. No two sessions are same. So...
Yeah, you absolutely have it's 100% personalized. You're exactly right with that, Pooja. When you're going into that, again, what we call like the field or whatever the symptom might be, you know, you're going to the subconscious level, a deep level of what the body will tell you. The body will tell you, like you said, what's the main thing we got to work on here? Where do we start? I guess isn't the way to say it. Your priority, where do you start?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you want to share any of your
FYI, I just wanted to share that you're down to the final 5 minutes, so
okay.
I'm your timekeeper in the background lurking here. I just want to let you know.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.
Is there any case studies that you would like to share, Kathleen, that you've worked with someone with autoimmunity or depression or any healing story that you'd like to share?
I guess not depression, but a healing story I'd like to share, just because it was kind of strange for the client as well. So this client had a had a physical symptom of a shoulder pain, and it had been there mm-hmm. for a couple years. And she was having problems with mobility, couldn't really raise it very well without pain. I mean, it wasn't like to the point where she couldn't work, but, you know, she's like, I really would like to get this figured out. So when we went into that symptom, again, we call that a field. Honestly, Pooja, every single thing we found was what we call, again, a non-physical. And interestingly enough, it was emotions. It was beliefs, like not being good enough, things of that sort. And when I tested into this, my client's field, it wasn't even her beliefs or her emotions. So it was actually things that she had absorbed from another coworker a couple years previous. And so I think she was surprised as I was. And so we did what we do in our sessions and cleared. And then I went back a couple weeks later and we had another session and she said, you know, my shoulder pain is about 95% gone. And she said, I'm reading my code. This was probably maybe 3 months ago now. And I just had a session with her a few days ago. And she said, my shoulder, it's almost gone. It just continues to heal as I read my, and she's very good about reading her healing code. So it's just something that, like, again, it presents itself possibly as totally physical, but it's not. And it wasn't even her, can we just say her stuff, so to speak? It was stuff that she had taken off from someone else. So yeah, that's how it's just, it, like you said, everything is so different. And even when I'm testing, sometimes I anticipate, oh, it's going to be physical and it's not. So how about you? Do you have a healing story to share?
Yeah, a quick one. Like a while back, I worked with a gentleman. He had knee issues. And we did all the stuff that we would normally do in any session. And like you said, I just found the non-physical stuff. He was not in talking rounds with his brother. And I think that is what got into his knees. We cleared that. We asked him to, you know, call him, give him a call, like make peace with him. And then it was fine. He went back. The doctor said, you don't need the surgery. I was like amazed. Yeah. So, yeah, he was so happy. I don't need a surgery. I was like, yeah, I'm so glad for you.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that could have been a life-changing event for him, you know, if they had the surgery and now he doesn't have to have it. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just because it can't be detected on, you know, on a machine or something, you know, it doesn't mean it's not there, but then we can find it out that it was there. Where was it coming from? And then we clear it. And then it clears itself. So this is what we are talking about. The body is made to heal itself if we find what's blocking the healing.
Right. Yes. Absolutely. And it's fun. This work is so much fun, isn't it, Pooja?
Oh, yeah. To help people. Oh, yeah. We go with open mind and we just do what we are best at, testing and finding solutions. So that's why we are called Best Healing Solutions.
Absolutely. Solution to your problem.
So we've got 2 minutes left. The tradition here is to do some shameless self-promotion at the end of the show. Would either of you like to share something?
Yeah, sure. I am locally doing a workshop on Sunday. I am in UK. But if you are someone who thinks that, you know, this work is calling for you, this is a calling for you, that, you know, this work is going to help you, contact me, pooja@besthealingsolutions.com. How about you, Kathleen?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would just say, go to besthealingsolutions.com, check us out. I'm Kathleen, besthealingsolutions.com. All the practitioners, we work together, we collaborate. It's just an awesome, great, super caring team. And we're just there to help you and try to resolve issues and just, again, help people live their highest and best self.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing.
Beautiful. Well, you guys did a great job holding the space for Beth today. Great shares and stories. Love it. We're back in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Nicole.
With, I guess we'll see who shows up.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks, Pooja. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thanks, Kathleen. Bye.
And Beth can also be found at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more in 1 hour from now. The Call of the Soul with Ray is what's next on News for the Soul today.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.